This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Creekside Soils. The shady garden always seems to be the toughest for finding color, pop, and circumstance. Enter the caladium. Talk about adding pizzazz to a gloomy, dark corner. The name Frida Hempel doesn't sound like it would bring delight to the dark corners of your garden, but let me tell you, this caladium is jazzed up with big, gorgeous red leaves ringed in green. Fanny Munson adds bright pink with crimson veins, and White Christmas is just what you think it would be. Brilliant white ribbed with green. Caladiums like moist, not soggy soil with a pH of about 6. Soil temperature should be around 70 degrees at planting time, and the warmer the air temperature, the faster they'll start growing. Give them filtered sun to partial shade and well-drained warm soil. I planted mine too early one year and wound up with rotted bulbs. Plant your tubers knobby side up about 2 inches deep and 8 to 12 inches apart, depending on mature size. Mulch with a couple of inches of organic matter like shredded leaves, compost, even shredded bark. This will help conserve moisture. However, don't let the bulbs sit in soggy soil. There are a lot more cultivars out there. A Google search will show off some stunners. If you order bulbs, do a little research on the company. Check out their return policy. If those bulbs come with any mushy parts or are dried out, send them back. A cousin to caladiums is elephant ears. Those enormous leaves are beautiful backdrops to colorful caladiums. I'll have this information and pictures on GardenBite.com. Backed by popular demand, Creekside Soils Wonder Blend Supreme Gardener's Mix. This 100% composted manure blend is ready to use and perfect for your vegetables, annuals, and perennials. With a neutral pH and a slow-release fertilizer, all you do is add water. Supreme Gardener's Mix from Creekside Soils. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.